When the wise men come now seeking and worshiping, they find him and they worship him and then they depart. And yet when they depart, they're on their way rejoicing. We came and fulfilled our mission, led by the Shekinah glory of God. And that's the same thing that we have today. The Shekinah glory of God is the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has walked in relationship with the Lord Jesus for 50 years. In that time, he's enjoyed the rich blessings that come from worshiping at Christ's feet, seeking wisdom from His Word, and finding strength in His Spirit. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of Raul's full testimony. We are now just days away from Christmas, and it's so good to have you with us today to focus on the birth of Jesus. Considering the journey of the wise men whose faith propelled their travel from a distant land to worship the Messiah, Raul will encourage us to honor Christ with the same devotion this holiday season and all year through. Stay with us to see how your Savior's love and majesty can fill your heart and direct your life as you worship at His feet. Here's Raul Reese now with the lesson, The Wise Men's Visit. Join us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1.
Can you imagine what it must have been like? In that time where Rome was ruling, Rome had appointed Herod the Great to be in Jerusalem, reigning, ruling, oppressing the Jews. And it was a time where the Old Testament had come to an end in the book of Malachi. 400 years of silence, the Old Testament ending up in a curse, and then coming into the book of Matthew, into the New Testament, and coming into the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the new dispensation that was given to us with great hope, fulfillment of the law, and now the era of grace. And as we look at the world today, how I thank God for this chapter that the wise men not only came from the east, and how many times we hear about it in South America, they celebrate January the 6th for the wise men, the three wise men that came. It never tells us there were three wise men. There are three gifts, but not three wise men. There were always in packs of 200 or 300 caravan, men coming. So as these wise men are coming, they're looking for the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So now let's begin to look at this story, which is very interesting. And let me say that as we look at this story, Matthew is the one that gives us, as he speaks about the coming of the Lord, speaks about his life and all the things that he did. In every chapter, you see a prophecy. Here in the book of Matthew chapter 2, there is four major prophecies and they're all fulfilled. 500 prophecies were given to us. 300 of the 500 were fulfilled at the first coming of Jesus Christ. The next 200 at the second coming of Christ. Which to me is incredible when I read the scriptures. The first thing we see in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, is that here we see the wise men's question. They come with a great question. And it's incredible because look what it says. He says, and now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Remember Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Bethlehem means the house of bread. And what's incredible here in Bethlehem, he says, of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So we begin to see, number one, that Bethlehem is mentioned as the place of his birth. Just like the scripture says, just like the word of God had said in Micah 5:2, it says that. 500 years before Jesus was ever born, Micah the prophet said exactly the city where he would be born before he ever came. And to me, it's always of interest to study the prophecies of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second thing we see here is Herod the Great. Herod the Great was about 4'11", a short little guy. But he was a great, great builder. When you go to Herodias in Bethlehem, he built this great, great, he moved a whole mountain to build his own mountain, a palace in Herodias. He built this beautiful place or palace for his summer palace, where today the actual Israelis or the Jews in the army, when they graduate, they go up to Masada, they stand on top of Masada, and they say, Israel will never fall. Why? Because the next time it will be like Samson taking the whole world with us. Interesting that they say that. And then you go to Caesarea. There, Herod the Great, again, built all over by the beach. He has a theater there that he built where Paul the Apostle preached, and where the actual king turned into worms because he thought he was a god. There's a lot of history there. And so Herod was a great, great builder. He built many things in Israel. Then at the same time, he was appointed to become not only the person that would be in power in Jerusalem, he says, by Julius Caesar in 47 BC, appointed by him. But to me, it's interesting also that he appointed his son, two of his sons, one in the Galilee area, another one in Judea. And you see the power that they had in Jerusalem and all over Israel. He was not a full Jew. He was a half-breed, appointed by Rome like a puppet leader. There completely. Great builder, but poor, poor leader in Israel. And notice again what he says. He says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, the wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So if you're in Jerusalem and you're looking toward Babylon or Persia, it's east. If you're coming from Babylon to Jerusalem, it's west. So here he's talking about these wise men. They were astrologers. Remember in the book of Daniel when King Nebuchadnezzar called the magicians, astrologers, to come in and tell him about his dream, and they couldn't do it? And they were going to kill all the astrologers. And then Daniel came to the king and said, let me do this. Let me go ahead and spend some time with God, and let's see if I can interpret your dream. And remember, God gave him the interpretation. Otherwise, every Babylonian astrologer would have been killed. But Daniel was there at the right time and the right place to spare their lives. So here they come from the east. We don't know how many came, but they came. And the reason they came is they had this star, not Jupiter or Mars. Some people said it was Jupiter or Saturn. It was a supernatural star that led them to the city of Jerusalem. And at the same time, when they went to Herod, remember, the star led them, and then the star kind of disappeared. And once they started back again to look for Jesus, the star led them right to the place where Jesus not only was born, but where Jesus was being attended by Mary, his mother. And then secondly, notice in verse 2, their question. So we have the wise men again, the quest, and now the question. And it said, where is he, notice, that has been born king of the Jews? See, they're coming with a question, okay, there's a king that has been born. They were not even believers. But somehow the prophecy came to these wise men, the supernatural star, leading them, guiding them right where the King of Kings was born and where now he was living before they ever went back to Nazareth, the place where Mary and Joseph lived. Everything is God's divine timing. So he says, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now, could it be that the star was an angel? Because the Bible calls angels stars too. Notice what it says, the star that led them. It wasn't Jupiter or Saturn. This is a supernatural star that leads them and brings them to the king of the Jews. So here Jesus, as the star, is leading the wise men there to Bethlehem. And so we see the star, which in the Old Testament, when the actual brightness was looked upon, what was it? The glory and Shekinah of God. And I believe that here we see the manifestation of the Shekinah glory of God leading them, guiding them to the place where the Messiah is, the anointed one of God. He says, the king of the Jews, for we have seen his star in the east. And notice the purpose of their coming. To what? To worship him. That should all be our purpose on Christmas Day. Worship him. Fully and completely. And then notice point number two, the king's inquiry, verses 3-8. First thing is Herod's concern, verse 3. And when Herod the king heard this, when he heard about the birth of the Messiah and how they were coming to see him and to pay homage to him, he said, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. And when Herod's troubled, everybody is troubled. Notice that. All of Jerusalem were troubled with him. They were all afraid of Herod. And yet here is Herod now, not only given an opportunity for him to see the Messiah, but to receive the Messiah, to worship the Messiah. God always gives people an opportunity. Nobody can ever say, well, God never gave me an opportunity. You'll be a liar. God gives everybody an opportunity to come to know him personally as Lord and Savior. And it's so cool because Herod here again is giving that opportunity. Notice verse 4-6, Herod's counselors now. And when Herod had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes, so he gathers all of the Jews to keep in oneness with them. See, the scribes and the chief scribes or priests, speaking of the Sanhedrin, and the actual scribes, which were the writers of the scriptures, they come now and they're supposed to know the scriptures. But again, in their willful ignorance, instead of being excited and coming to a place of worship, they reject him. So it says that when he had gathered the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he says, Herod, inquire. He says, you guys go and inquire of them where the Messiah was to be born. So here Herod is giving a command to the Jews because they know the scriptures. I want you guys to go and talk to the wise men and ask him, where is this little boy going to be born? Where is he at this particular moment? So they're inquiring, wanting to know where the Messiah is born. And then what's so cool about that, look at verse 5. The prophecy fulfilled. Notice this. In Bethlehem, so here they turn to Herod and say, oh, Herod, we know. We don't have to go to the wise men. We know where the Messiah is going to be born. He says, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet Micah, Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler or a governor who will shepherd my people Israel. Isn't that neat? A prophecy coming to pass fulfilled in the book of Matthew chapter 2. The prophecy given fulfilled. And to me it's incredible here how beautiful it is. That the word Bethlehem here also is named Ephrathah in Genesis 35:19. It was now known as Bethlehem of Judah. And that's also where Rachel was buried. Rachel was buried there too. And remember, even Joseph was brought to the land where he was buried. So Bethlehem is a very important place, the house of bread. And then David's ancestors, notice David's ancestors lived there. The Philistines' place were there until David took over Jerusalem and he ran out all those heathens out of Jerusalem. So Bethlehem, now the prophecy comes to pass. And who knows it? The Pharisees and the scribes. They know it willfully. They tell the king. Notice verse 7 to 9. Now Herod's cunning. He says, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. So he wants information to be accurate. And then he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, come back and bring word to me that I may come and worship him. What a liar. Think of how many people you've heard like Herod, let me know and I'll come and worship him. Seriously, think about it. All he wanted to do is to find out and then kill Jesus. And to me, it's interesting. They brought up another point. From the beginning where Adam and Eve, remember in the garden where they had sinned, after they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, from that point on, Satan has always through history tried to block out the line of Jesus Christ. He wants his descendants to be actually cut off. He was always trying and hinder from Jesus to be born so the prophecy would not be fulfilled. And here is Herod, a type of Satan, trying to cut off the line of Jesus Christ once again. When you find him, come and tell me so that I can come and worship him. He never, ever wanted to worship him. Just like a lot of people, they don't want to worship Jesus Christ. All they want to do is use Jesus Christ for their own good. And then, third point, verses 9 to 12, the wise men's worship now. First of all, verse 9 and 10, the wise men redirected here. Warned by God. And when the wise men heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen. Here's the star again. The Shekinah glory of God they had seen in the east went before them. Who's leading? The Shekinah glory of God. God is leading them. I love that, because think of how many times God intends to lead you and me, but we want to lead God. We need to be careful to make sure we allow the Holy Spirit to do its work in our lives, in leading, in providing, in healing, and whatever he wants to do in our lives, we need to allow him to work. Here are the wise men coming from the east of the west, being led by the Shekinah glory of God now, leading them right to the place where Mary and Joseph are living in Bethlehem. Check this out. And when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them until it came. Notice the star. Until the star came and stood over where the young child was. Right to the place where he was living. Think how beautiful that is. God leading, providing, and then confirming the word of God. Confirming scripture. Thus saith the Lord. Nobody wrote the Bible but the Holy Spirit. Dictated to Paul and Peter, James and John and all of the Old Testament saints. Directed by the Holy Spirit in order to write truth. Not like the Quran, not like the Jehovah Witnesses little Bible, and like the Mormons or any other cult. The word of God does not come back void. It is God's word, inspired, anointed, illuminated by the Holy Spirit. Beautiful, beautiful. Verse 10. And when they saw the star, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. And then look at verse 11 and 12. The wise men began to worship Jesus. And when they had come into the house, notice it's not a cave. They're in a house now. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Probably here's Mary with Jesus, a year old, a year and a half, 2 years old. We really don't know. But he's a young child now. And they fell down. Here it is again, second time. And they fell down. The purpose they came, they fell down and worshiped. Why does the church today doesn't have reverence in worshiping God? They went down to the ground to worship God. And when they had opened their treasures, check this out, they presented gifts to him. First, gold, speaking of his deity, that he is God. Deity. Secondly, frankincense. Notice that. In frankincense here, it was a costly, beautiful smelling incense that was used only for most special occasions. And here they bring frankincense to him. It was used in the grain offering in the Old Testament for the tabernacle and temple of worship. And sometimes it was used at weddings, and it could be offered at a wedding to bring a sweet smell. And thirdly, look what it says, and myrrh. And what is myrrh? It is used for funerals, speaking of his death. Interesting. His deity, notice that. His fellowship with us, and then his death. That he is appointed to die for the sins of the world. The three gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Given to Jesus Christ by the wise men. Verse 12. And then, being divinely warned in a dream. Did you hear what he said? That underline that. God spoke to them divinely. They're worshipers of God now. Divinely warned by the Holy Spirit that they should not return to Herod. He warns them, don't go back to Herod. Because Herod will want to know, and if you don't tell him, he might kill you. So just skip Herod and go your way and go back home.
We sincerely hope today's teaching has been an inspiration for you to follow the wise men's example in seeking God's guidance and worshiping Him with your obedience. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's message again, we'll be glad to send you a physical copy for a gift of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for today's lesson titled The Wise Men's Visit. We'd like to tell you about a Christmas audio pack designed to strengthen your personal commitment to Christ and enrich your future holiday festivities. It's a 4-CD series of Raul's messages titled The Birth of Christ. It's a rich collection of biblical insights into Christ's divine identity, His life's sole purpose, and His unique fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. You'll find more reasons to celebrate Jesus than ever before as you walk through the events of the world's first Christmas with Raul's series titled The Birth of Christ. Don't wait. Visit us online at somebodylovesyou.com or call us at 800-634-9165 and we'll send you this 4-CD collection for a gift of $19 or more. That's 800-634-9165. If you'd like, you can order by writing us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. In our ongoing effort to come alongside you in your personal discipleship, we've developed a number of ways you can explore the Bible on your own. Our Somebody Loves You app is a way you can put online Bible studies at your fingertips. It also includes a scripture reading plan that can help you be more regular in your reading of God's Word. And you can listen to all of these Bible studies at your convenience when you download the podcast through Spotify or iTunes. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio because of the past generosity of a supporter. You can give the gift of Somebody Loves You Radio to someone else by making a year-end contribution to this ministry. They're tax-deductible and provide sound Bible teaching to tens of thousands of people every day. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll return to the pages of God's Word as we focus our minds and hearts on Jesus Christ. We'll find out next time that He's the only one who could save us, the sinless Son of God, and the perfect fulfillment of prophecy. Here's Raul now once again with the closing comment.
And then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. Now this brings up another point. Think of how many times when God is speaking to our hearts and how many times so that something's going to happen to us, but He warns us. We need to be open to the Holy Spirit, not only to worship Him, but for His warnings. for whatever warning he wants to bring to your life. And the only way that you can be warned, you got to be connected to the Lord, which means you got to be a man and a woman of the Word of God. A man and woman of prayer. And then witnessing to other people through our lives that Jesus Christ is real. When the wise men come now seeking and worshiping, they find him and they worship him and then they depart. And yet when they depart, they're on their way rejoicing. We came and fulfilled our mission, led by the Shekinah glory of God. And that's the same thing that we have today. The Shekinah glory of God is the Holy Spirit in our lives, leading, guiding, and providing and warning us of things that may hurt us and harm us.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.